Good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone this beautiful, thankful Thursday. How many of us can testify that God is an on-time God? How many of us have so many testimonies where God came in? It might have not been when we wanted, but he came and he rescued us. How many of you this morning can testify? I know I have so many testimonies where God has came in and delivered me. And if he didn't do things for me, he did things for people around me where I was able to witness it for myself. One thing about God, he does not do things when we want them done, but he is on time. He makes no mistakes. Everything is carefully thought out and gone and planned out. And just remember on today, if you receive some type of denial, that does not mean that that answer is no. It may just be a delay because God is doing things in his time and in decency and in order. So once again, good morning, good morning, good morning. And we love you, but God loves us most. Let's go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you on this thankful Thursday, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you will pour out on us today, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the victories that have already been won, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we are able to do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the knowing of who you are, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for constantly just cradling us up in your arms, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the renewing of our minds, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for creating in us a clean heart, Father God. We thank you, Father, for giving us the ability, Lord, to speak things as if they were already here, already happening, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for just letting us know, Father God, who our identity is, Father God, what we're capable of doing, what we're able to do, Father God, even when things seem to be impossible, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for just walking with us, being with us, keeping us, Father God. We thank you, Lord, because we did not have to be here today, Father God, but you saw differently, Father God. You knew differently, Father God, because there's nothing impossible for you, Father God. So as we raise our hands up to you today, Lord Jesus, giving you all the praise, giving you all the honor, exalting you, Father God, knowing, Lord, that you are a magnificent God. You are a miracle worker, a way maker, Father God, and we just love you, Father God. We give you all the praise, Father God, all the honor as we come before your throne today, Lord. I ask you, Father God, to allow your Holy Spirit to just lead the way as it's supposed to be, Father God. Allow me to decrease, Father God, and for you to increase, Lord Jesus. And most of all, everything be done in love, Father, because you are love. And we just thank you for that on this thankful Thursday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. It's no mistake that song was playing this morning, that God is an on-time God, because where God took me this morning was to Habakkuk 2:3, where he's talking about an appointed time. And throughout the years, I've read this scripture, and I've been taught that it was telling me to write my vision down and to put it in a place for a future time. But what God was saying is, during the perilous times that we're going through right now, this scripture fits this time right now. What Habakkuk was doing, Habakkuk was tired of what was going on in his surroundings. He was tired of the sin, the injustice that was going on. And that's where we're at right now. We have the elections coming up. We have Black Lives Matter, all of these different things going up. And we too, as Habakkuk, we get to the place where we're asking God, when? When is this going to be over? How is it going to be over? I'm tired of this. I'm ready for this to be over. I'm ready to get back to my normal life. I'm ready to do. But how many of you know that everything is done at an appointed time? We cannot rush God. God knows everything that's going on. God knows when, how, what time, when it's going to take place. God knows that we are in a place right now. Some of us are discouraged. Some of us are dismayed. Some of us just feel like, oh, I just can't take this anymore. When are these things? Oh, when is this election going to be over? We sit and we go through these different thoughts. How much longer, Father? That's how Habakkuk was. But one thing about Habakkuk, finally, after making complaints, he decided that he was going to sit up on the go on the on the on the on the on a on, as a watchman. He said, "I'm going to sit and patiently await, because he had to finally come to the realization that it, no matter what he said, no matter what he did, that things were going to be done in God's timing. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that we're not to put action toward things like praying for this country, praying for this land, letting God know that we are here. But we cannot rush what God has for us, for me, for you. Whatever it is that God has for you down in the future, as he has for Habakkuk, it's the same. It, what happened then and how he did things with Habakkuk, he's doing it right for us right now. Like I said, I read this scripture over the years. I was sitting and saying, okay, well, let me put my plan together. And I'm still going to sit and say that because Habakkuk, it does not say why Habakkuk was rushing God, but I'm more than sure he wanted his life to go back into normalcy. But I'm here to tell you today, you still need to, even though I said what I said, you still need to get yourself together. You still need to understand what your purpose is, and we know that is to do God's will. And then just put together the things that you do want to do, the things that you do want to happen in this country, in your nation, wherever you may be. Put those things together. Apply it to once this pandemic is over, once the election is over, where will you be? What will you be doing? And know that it's nothing that we cannot. God is not a hasty God. God is not a hasty God. When you sit and you look around into the clouds and look around the trees, look at the ocean. Even though he spoke those words, what I know about my God, that he thought about it. He thought about his creation. He didn't just sit there and say, let this be whatever, even though that's how it was. There was some thought put in it. And during this point in time, while we're going through what we're going through, we need to be thinking about things as well. We need to be thinking about what's going to take place after the fact. Because one thing I can assure you on this morning, that your life would never be the same. And that's for two reasons. Not because of the pandemic, not because of what's coming forth on into the government system. Because you are now, you are joined with Christ. You have a new identity. You are walking with Christ. You are upright with Christ. You are living how you're supposed to be living, and you're striving to make a difference. So therefore, during this time that we are sitting here waiting for God, not man, God to make his decision as to when he's going to do this, that, or whatever, start making your plans. Start making your plans as to what you plan to do, how you are planning to orchestrate the things that you may have been wanting to do for so long. Like we said from day one with this pandemic, a lot of people sit and they're complaining about it, but it's so many. I, for one, sat and reaped so many blessings for it. So many blessings. God examines my heart through this hard time. And he examined Habakkuk's heart as well. But he examines our heart. He examines our motives. And then that's when he executes. Once he sees exactly where you are, these are when the things start to manifest. The blessings start to manifest in your life. Different things that you've asked for, different things that you dreamed for, they start coming together. And then they're not all over the place. And you get structure. Use this time to structure yourself. You already know where you are. You already know whose you are. Use this time instead of complaining about it. Pray about it. Fast about it. Let God know exactly what it is and talk to him about it. Have a conversation with him about it, with a knowing that you will eventually get an answer. Have an expectation about things that you have said, even if it's things that you've encountered and you want to change in that situation. Talk to God about it. I'm a journalist, so I am going to write everything back, because there are times when I flip back through my journals and I have to go back and I sit and say, on such and such date, God, I spoke to you about this, or I spoke to you about that, and now I'm bringing it back to your remembrance. And I'm just sitting and thanking him for allowing me to have a mindset to write things down and not sit and rush him. Did you hear what I said? I said, I go back and I remind him. I'm not sitting and saying, God, you got to do this for me right here, right now, or whatever, because I know that everything is done at an appointed time. I know that God sits and he plans everything. He looks high. He sits high, but he looks low. So he knows everything that's going on. But most of all, because he is an eternal God, he knows exactly what's down in that heart. He knows what's in that heart. He knows what you need and when you need it. He knows just how to give it to you, to administer to you. It's like someone that's on medication, and they know that they may have heart palpitations. They're able to sit and say, okay, well, I need to take my medication to calm my heart down. Well, God knows everything about us, and he knows everything that he has in store for us. He knows exactly our expected end, as it speaks about in Jeremiah 29:11. And this is where Habakkuk 2:3 is talking about a future vision. It's not talking about, and that's what Habakkuk needed to understand, that God, the time that he wanted God to do whatever needed to be done, that's not when God wanted it done. What he was talking about was futuristic things. And that's where we should be today as born-again Christians, living a proper life, living for God, how God has eloquently chosen us, allowed us to sit and have free will to choose him as Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, knowing that he is the person that's going to get us from here to there. And we can't rush the process. Don't rush what God has for you. Sit back. Enjoy what he has. Enjoy the time, because in each step that you take, there's a learning process. There's a learning tool. Whether you're experiencing hurt, it's something that you will learn out of that hurt. It's something that you will be taught out of that hurt, deceit, whatever it is. Allow God's appointed time to take over the situation. Stop being so hasty, because as I stated, he knows, and he's the person that already established and decided what needs to be done. So we can't sit and get to the point that we get so discouraged that we choose to give up, because we've came too far. We done been through the rocky roads. We done been through some trials and tribulations. We done been through the hurt, the pain, the shame. And now we're in a safety place with God. So do not sit and allow the things that's going on around you to put you in a place that you just forget that God is in control, that you've already prayed about your search, your situation or your circumstances, and God has heard your prayer. You just in a place of God answering the prayer. And I always revert back to Daniel when Daniel prayed for his people. They were in a turbulent time right now as we are now. People being disobedient, the government not doing what they're supposed to do. People wanting them to serve other gods other than the one and true God. But Daniel prayed for his people, and he sat there and he waited patiently for an answer. He didn't get so discouraged. He didn't change his prayer. He didn't cease from praying. He fasted. He did all the things that we know that we're supposed to do. And eventually, he got an answer. The prayer was already answered, but there was some fighting going on that held up the prayer. So I'm saying to you all today that everything has its appointed time. Keep your vision. Do not sit and allow nothing, no diabolical entities, nothing to sit and come in and remove what you and God have already established. You have already established your identity. You know who you are. You know what God is capable of doing. That's no secret to not even an atheist. It's no secret as to what God can do. So what we have to do is patiently await, sit back, write it down. If today you get something new, write it down. Every time you see it's a process, allow God to work in the process that he has for you. Apostle Temple, Is there something you would like to add to this?
God bless you all this morning. How you all doing? Especially our families and friends in international. Amen. And I know that he is a on-time God. Somebody could say, oh, yes, he is. Amen. My God, I just give God the honor. And we just bless his holy name. Amen. And it's just kind of funny how we're talking about Rebecca because, you know, this is something that I really wanted to dive in and teach. We've been waiting for some time because, you know, this write the vision and make it the vision and make it plain and different things like that. You know, it is also in Habakkuk. Amen. And Habakkuk is no different than so many of us and so many of you that listen in today. Amen. That you have titles and you, you know, have a relationship with the Lord and different things like that. You know, Habakkuk was considered as a minor prophet. Amen. And it's no different than, you know, I know they have that as minor and major in the Bible, but we got to understand, you know, it's just because of this length of time, other words, his time span, his chapters that it was in the books. I think his Habakkuk probably one number about four chapters, if I'm not mistaken. So his length of time, that's why they call him a minor prophet. But, you know, and this is just very for individuals because it doesn't matter what your title may be. It doesn't matter how your relationship may be. It comes to a time to where things will get you discouraged. It comes to a time to where, you know, it probably sound like you are complaining. And in the Bible, in a certain translation, it called Habakkuk his first complaint. He's complaining to God about circumstances and about different things. But one thing that I love about God, amen, and some of you need to go ahead and drink your coffee this morning because it's a preacher moment, because through his first complaint where the Bible began to unveil about Habakkuk, and it seems like he went into this complaint, and God responded back to him. Amen. God responded back to him, and I'm pretty sure that God is responding back to many of you that is listening all over the world, because you trying, you know, we have this thing to where we know we doing right. We know we walking upright. we know that, you know, I'm believing in God. Not everybody around here sinning, you know, and not everybody around here just dipping and diving and sliding and all this kind of stuff here, or whatever people want to call sin, or whatever they want to call or put their emphasis on, whoever got a devil or whoever got this here, you know. Not everybody, you know, not every message is for everybody, amen. But this message was for Habakkuk, because Habakkuk got a little discouraged, amen, and got a little discouraged trying to figure out, God, what are you up to, amen? How many of us have been like that in our life? Even some of us over here in Eastern Standard Time, that we are going to work or we are trying to make moves in our life, and many of us trying to do things, amen, for we could go ahead and supply and do different things for our family. Some people call it, we are not in the norm. We are out of the norm of our normal routine. But I got a question. What is the norm? Amen. I think the norm is, my God, I don't think the norm, or what we call out of the norm, amen, we ain't so much out of it. Because supplying for your family, or supplying and making ends meet and putting things on the table, we still have to do that regardless if we was in the recession or out of recession, regardless if we was in COVID-19 or not in COVID-19, amen. We depended on the Lord regardless if we was in the recession or out of the recession, regardless if it was a pandemic or if it still did what? Depend on the Lord. So what is the norm, amen? We still had to eat. We still understand that different finances need to be coming out. Family things had to be taken care of. We still understand that if a job lays us off, amen, I'm going to trust and believe that God is going to have another waiting for me. God is going to supply my every need. Can I talk to some leaders and talk to some people and talk to some members? My God, maybe you got a little shaky. Maybe your faith don't got a little wavery a little bit. I want to let you know, don't get caught up in the current, because at the end of the day, before this even happened, your trust was where? Already into the Lord. Before things began to turn and begin to do what it was wanting to do, your trust was in who? Already into the Lord. I hope you wasn't the one that was playing holy, holy, amen, because if you were, you're going to get caught up in the current. So before, so what is the norm when it pertaining to the unknown, pertaining to the saints of God? I don't know, amen, what was it, because what I was doing, my God, 3 and 4 years, my God, trying to take care and making sure our family and working and grinding, amen, is still the same, amen. See, we get caught up into our normal life. We get caught up into the comfortable or the routine, and we get comfortable in our own system, amen. I'm not going to call it the world system, but I'm going to call it our own system, amen. We get caught up, my God. Some of us, we just got a little bit of spoilness. I might got my little spoilness that came upon our life, amen. And sometimes God got to bring us to shake us up. And God got to look at some of us and let you know that, God, guess what? I always been your provider. Some things I couldn't tell you because you wouldn't even believe it. And I love that's the way he talked to Habakkuk. After all that complaining Habakkuk was doing for about 2 or 3 verses, amen, in that 5th verse, God began to explain to Habakkuk and told Habakkuk, say, listen here, I'm already doing some work. I got some things going on. And God let him know, say, listen, you wouldn't even believe it if I told you what I've got going on in your life. That's a shout moment right there. What are you saying, Pastor? Baby, let me tell you something. If you keep pressing, if you keep going, if you keep holding on, don't throw in the towel, amen, because things don't look like it's happening. Things don't look like it's moving. Things don't look like, my God Almighty, that it's turning around, but it's better. Like God done told Habakkuk, God done let Habakkuk know, say, listen, I couldn't tell you what I'm finna get ready to do for you, because what I'm getting ready to do for you, you're going to end up contaminate, or you're going to end up putting a hope on the word. Why? Because of your unbelief. So if I told you in the season, what up, my God, I'm prophesizing to somebody this morning. If I told you in the season when you needed me or you wanted me to tell you some things, my God, you're going to stop the whole process. Why? Because of your unbelief. My God, right then and there, Habakkuk, my God, did not realize that he was being checked by God. God said, my God, your unbelief going to stop you. Your unbelief, because some of us still don't believe that God can work it out in a pandemic. God could still turn things around in a recession. God could do a seating. As I'm talking to somebody this morning, have you drink your coffee? Well, let me help you. God could still do what? Work it out. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the greatest bishop. I don't care if you're the greatest pope. At the end of the day, if it things comes in our life, it comes to shake us. And sometimes God said, I cannot show you or reveal that to you, because if I reveal that to you, amen, you, my God, your unbelief been got in the way with what I'm doing for you. Somebody about to get on the phone and call somebody and tell them it's a word of the Lord is on, my God Almighty, the line for you. So we got to understand, my God Almighty. And the funny thing about it, my God, what we complain about is already inside of us to do something about it. What we complain about is already, my God Almighty, in us to do something about it. We quote the scripture, I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Well, baby, it's time, my God Almighty, for you to go ahead and write that check and make sure that check clear the bank. Y'all hear me, my God Almighty. You could do all things through Christ who given me. Because watch this. Even though God came then and spoke to Habakkuk, my God, that didn't stop Habakkuk from complaining. My God, some translation, they call it complaint number two. Amen. Here come Habakkuk again. Here he go again. This sweet old sedent, God don't told you that if you hold on, my God Almighty, you're going to get rid of the sea. My God, what I'm going to do for you, if you hold on, some of you just need to be patient. Keep on. Sit down. Take a chill pill. Amen. Go ahead and ride, because that's all you're doing, taking a ride. Stop trying to get off the way so early, amen, and create your own prophecy life. God already have a structure, and he already have with your name on it. Baby, let me tell you something. Yeah, you've been praying. Yeah, you've been fasting. Yeah, you've been holding on, and it seems like God haven't showed up yet. My God, the old songwriter says, my God, if I hold my peace, can I talk to some church people this morning and let the Lord fight my battle? I feel a prophecy going to come and hit you and slap you in the face this morning and knock your shower cap off. That victory shall be who? It shall be mine, my God. And that's what God had to check Habakkuk and let Habakkuk know. And I want to tell some of you before I got to go. Amen. My God, God had to let them know, say, listen here. My God Almighty, you need to write the visit down. My God, some of you, you want God to do something for you, but you still don't got a plan. Where is your plan? Where you're going? Write that vision down. What's inside of you need to come out of you. Baby, you are not in a pandemic. You are, my God, you are already being the norm. But the difference is, my God Almighty, the strategies and the plan that you do not have, and God say you need to have a plan, because at the end of the day, I've been working. I already been preparing. I'm already been in the process. I'm already working things out for your good. I'm already doing what I say I'm going to do. But I need you to write the plan, write the vision. You need to prophesy. Can somebody this morning begin to prophesy? I remember business begin to do a little teaching, a command in your morning. I want to revisit that and let you know some of you need to get yourself up. You need to prophesy. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and not only be glad, but I'm going to rejoice. My money coming today. My deal coming today. My breakthrough coming today. We're going to get the biggest blessing in our life. It's going to hit my family today. And the songwriter say, who did it? And I'm going to be, my God, a chorus in the background. God did it. Yo, my God, families, you better get it. I got to go. God bless you. Back to you, evangelist.
Amen. Amen. The word of God has been spoken. It's nothing else for me to say but to sit and tell you, I pray to God that you was in a place in a place. I mean in a place spiritually, in a place physically, in a place mentally, that you receive just what was said. Just what was said, nothing else. Nothing was taken away, nothing was added. The Holy Spirit spoke, and there was prophecy through that. So what we all need to do is get on one accord and do what God has told you. That, and remember that he will come through. He will come through. So put yourself in a place. Put yourself in a place to receive it. Put yourself in a place where you can make a difference in your own life. Make differences in your own life. Just as the apostle said, start prophesying over your own situation. When I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you that it will work. I shall not die. I will live. These are the things. As he states, you said you prophesy over your life. And yes, God had to bring this word through today. He had to, because there are people that need to know exactly what they need to do. So I sit and tell you, grab hold to this word today. Put it inside. I remember the word told Ezekiel to eat the word. Eat this word today so it can resonate through your body, through your heart, through your mind, through your spirit, through your soul. So you know that you, when you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, you're not sitting and you're fooling yourself, because you have the ability to speak that over your life, but you need to receive it. In Jesus' name, it's nothing else that needs to be said. I will need this. Get yourself out the way and cry God, because he's there, he's willing, and he will correct us and let us know that we need to be on the right path. Just know that ADM loves you, and we are here to help ourselves trust and believe. It is a teachable moment. When apostle get on this line, I'm taking notes. I don't know what everybody else is doing, because I want to go back and I want to look at it. I want to do a rewind, so when I feel like I'm so low, I know that I can pick myself back up. When I know that answer that I was sitting with my neck like a giraffe waiting for, that it's not a denial, that it still can come, but it has to come in God's appointed time. So, again, take this word of God. It was a word of God, not a word of apostle, prophet, temple. It was a word of God. It got my motor running. When I get off of this phone, I'm going to spend some time prophesying and speaking the things that's in my vision. Not just in my vision, in my family vision, into where I know that it's going to happen, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and I am victorious. Why? Because God has allowed me to know so. So you all need to do the same thing. We love you. Peace be unto you. My motor just going, Apostle Tim, I don't even know what you, I gotta use his word. But once again, we will see
God
you.
God did it.
That's the saying today. That's the saying. Walk around today and ask yourself, not other people, ask yourself, who did it? And answer yourself. God did it. It don't matter if people in the streets looking at you crazy. It don't matter if you at the stoplight and you screaming it out the window, because you just letting God know that I got all confidence, all faith, and I trust you. It may not be here today, but you are an on-time God. So who did it? God did it. That's what you do.
Evangelist, let me help y'all out for a second, because sometimes we say these cliches, and so many people, my God, it goes over so many people's head. Let me help y'all out, break it down for a second, then I'm going to run for real, amen? Because everything that happened in life is a cause. It's a cause the why you act the way you act. It's a cause the why you did what you did. You said what you said. Regardless if the cause becomes from a misunderstanding, regardless of the cause comes from a reaction or something that you did. Amen. So whenever you have a cause, you're going to have somebody that has a reaction. Somebody going to have a reaction. And their reaction is always going to be because or the cause or what caused the reaction. Amen. So my God Almighty, and when we say God did it, it's because it was a cause that take place. See, somebody just don't miss that one right there. It was a cause that take place. What is the cause for you to respond that God did it? Did God, Mike, you went to the doctor today and the doctor said, I cannot find what we seen last week. It's the cause is because, my God Almighty, you didn't know what to do. Your finances was acting funny. My God, the next thing you know, the God don't bless somebody in your house, don't bless you in the house. And my God, what is the cause for you to say, my God, God did it? So other words, something finna get ready to happen to you so you could say God did it. Who did it? God did it. Why? Because it was a cause that happened in the spirit realm. It was a cause that took me, my God. It was a cause that shift my body. It was a cause that don't shift my finances. It was a cause that shift my mind. And all I could say, my God Almighty, when somebody asked the question, who did, God did it, amen. I didn't know how he gonna do it, but he did it. I was complaining, he still do it. My God Almighty. And amen. I'm glad he kept it away from me, because I wouldn't believe it anyhow if somebody done came and told me, because my situation, watch this, because my God, if God told Rebecca, say you wouldn't believe, you know why God told Rebecca that, even though Rebecca was a prophet? Because at the end of the day, the gifts comes without repentance, amen. And there's so many leaders, my God, is still operating in the gutter. You still operating in the ditch. You still operating, my God Almighty, for what you see around your life. And Rebecca was operating from a place where what he seen going on around his life. You know why? Because he was complaining about what he seen. Because if he seen what God was up to, he wouldn't have no complaint. He'll have, let the praises of the Lord be in my. Y'all better hit me this morning. I enter his gate with thanksgiving. I give praises unto the God. Why are you praising God in a pandemic if you can see what I see? Why are you giving God the glory if you know what I know? I don't know when God's going to release this blessing, but I see my blessing. I see my healing. Amen. I see my time. Oh, who did it? God did it. I'm going for real now. Bye, y'all.
We'll see you all tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Who did it? God did it. Peace, love, and happiness may be with you throughout this day. Amen, amen, amen. Who did it? God did it.